Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 121 for Thursday, October 27th. I'm Jade Marcus. Ice Futures Canada canola contracts were unchanged to $1 per ton stronger in early activity on Thursday. The November contract was up 20 cents at $510 a ton, gathering strength from adverse weather in western Canada. Moisture in parts of the prairies is further stalling harvest, which is bullish. A stronger technical bias added to canola's strength. However, losses in Chicago Board of Trade's soy oil pressured canola and limited advances. Overnight weakness in Malaysian palm oil also had a bearish effect on prices. The Canadian dollar was mostly unchanged against its U.S. counterpart Thursday morning. Milling wheat, durum, and barley futures were all untraded and unchanged. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat were all mostly stronger. Soybeans were up 2 to 4 cents per bushel on Thursday, with the November contract at 10.14. The market was choppy in early activity, propped up by fund buying. Weekly export sales reported by the United States Department of Agriculture were in line with analyst expectations, which further underpinned the market. Sales of soybeans in the week ending October 20th were up 2% from the previous week and 12% from the previous four-week average. However, prices failed to push through a key resistance level in previous sessions, which is technically bearish. Dry weather in Argentina, which will help with seeding progress, also added to the downside. Corn prices were down 1 cent, up 3 in early activity, with the December contract at $3.57 a bushel. Corn prices were mostly higher with fund buying and spillover strength from the soybean market. Spillover strength from the crude oil market was also a feature. However, export sales missed analyst expectations, which capped gains. Export sales in the week ending October 20th were down 21% from the previous week and 29% from the previous four-week average. For wheat, prices were 1 to 4 cents per bushel stronger, with the Chicago December contract at $4.16 a bushel. Wheat was higher as export sales came in above analyst expectations, which could mean improving global demand for the commodity. Weekly export sales reported by the USDA were up 26% from the previous week and 32% from the previous four-week average. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Thursday, October 27th. In Winnipeg, for Farm Market News, I'm Jade Marcus.